Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramel here. Well, we just finished talking with Kaiser Freely. Now we're going to talk to Kaiser's sister, Alasia. And good morning, Alasia.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's going to be summer here pretty soon. Winter's behind us, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Don't say it too soon.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Alasia, why don't you tell us a little bit about when did you graduate from Lacapra Valley High School?
2015, so quite a while ago, 5 years now.
Yeah, that doesn't seem that long ago, but it is, isn't it?
So. Yeah, went by fast.
It does. I remember you in your, eighth or ninth grade, starting on the basketball team and playing a lot of basketball then in cross country and,
yeah.
So let's talk. What sports were you in at Lacapra Valley?
I ran cross country and then played basketball and ran track.
Okay, so a three-sport athlete.
Yes.
That's important, isn't it, to be a three-sport athlete?
Yeah. I thought it benefited me a lot just in all of my sports, doing three. Each sport kind of prepared me for the next, so I thought it was really beneficial.
Yeah, and you can stay in shape too, right?
Yeah, yep. Gave you something different.
Let's talk about cross country at Lacapra Valley. Dawson Boyd, I should mention. Talk about your cross country career, Alasia.
Yeah, seventh grade, I didn't really know if I wanted to play volleyball or run cross country, but sure enough, Sherb tracked me down in the hallways every couple weeks trying to convince me to do it. So I joined the cross country team and definitely probably one of the better decisions I'd ever made because it kind of framed my path throughout high school and then into college and met some of my best friends through cross country and just kind of shaped my running career, I suppose, in seventh grade. And yeah.
Did you enjoy running when Sherb was chasing you down in the halls to try to get you out of cross? I mean, did you like to run?
Yeah, I would say I've always, since I can remember, have liked to run. Our dad kind of just instilled in us if we wanted to be a top-level athlete that we needed to start early and be serious about it, but still enjoy it, obviously. So I think we started running in about fourth or fifth grade, just like little short runs to the elementary school that's only a couple blocks away. And I remember that feeling so far away. And eventually the blocks turned to miles, and then miles added up, and you got better and better. And I definitely think success makes you enjoy it more.
Right. So talk about any memorable moments for you on the cross country team.
Several memorable moments.
All right, we've got time.
Go ahead. Seventh grade, I would say I just really liked the team dynamic. It was a lot of older girls, but they were really inviting. Whitney Hermanson and Kate Seibert, Tara Walker, stand out just because they were older, but they really invited younger girls in and really made you feel like you were part of the team and wanted you to get better no matter what. So that's something that kind of kept me wanting to do cross country every year was how great our team got. And as I got older, we had younger girls come in, and we had like Kelly Quall and Sydney Bartunek and Jordan Sterud and Grace Hegland, and they all came, and everyone was just so passionate about being a good teammate, and they just really wanted success. And so I think as our team grew and we got older, and as my junior year approached, we had a really solid team, and we finally made it to the state meet, and we did so well. We got second place, and it just really stuck out as such a great memory. And as I graduated, it was so good to see all those girls continue to succeed. Sadie Thompson, she went and ran at USF, and Jordan went to college and ran too at Northwestern. So it's just really cool that they continue to build success in high school and then bring it into college too.
Right, a very talented high school team you had. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, very talented. Yep. They were very, very ambitious, which was great.
Now, it's a 5,000K, or 5K, that's 3.1 miles, right?
Yeah, when I was in high school, it was a 4K. I was actually the last senior class that got to run the 4K, and then I graduated, and it moved to 5K.
Oh, seriously? Okay.
Yeah, yep. So I was pretty fortunate.
Right. And in college, it's different, right?
Yeah. In college, the NCAA length is 6K. So going from a 4K to a 6K was pretty, not difficult, but it definitely was a challenge right away mentally, just jump in 2K. Mm-hmm. So I think it was good that they switched high school to 5K, because then when you get to college, it's not as big of a jump. It's just one more K.
Right. Yeah, some memorable moments. How many times did you go to the state cross country meet, Alaysia, in high school?
I think 5.
Wow.
If I remember right. I think it was 5 times. Yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't go 8th grade.
Amazing. Yep.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Coach Sherb and John Qual, your coaches in cross country?
Yes. Yep. They both are our coaches, and they were great. Sydney Bartunek just had on her story the other day about the county park. And I just remember Qual running us through the county park every Saturday in the fall.
For practice?
And it being so hard, yes. Yep, for practice. We'd go out there and run loops in the Lock Parle County Park and then run hills. They definitely pushed us.
Yep, that's for sure. So, great cross-country career for you. Talk about now track in the spring. What events were you on in track at Lock Parle Valley?
My main events were the mile and the 800, mostly because I was too mentally weak to run the 2 mile, which I probably would have had more success at, but I just didn't do it. I ran that, and then I ran the 4x8 and then 4x4 occasionally.
Okay, what was your favorite event, Alaysia?
I would say the 4x8 was the most fun.
Okay.
And an event that I thought that our team was super strong in, and we just didn't really know it until we got older that we had some pretty good 800 runners. So that event was the most fun. The mile I really liked too, just because I felt like I did well in it. For the 800, I kind of struggled. I didn't have the turnover that a lot of girls in the state had, so I didn't have as much success with it, but I still enjoyed running it.
Okay. Who were some of your teammates on that 4x8? Did you go to state, you said?
Yeah, we went to state. My senior year, we went, and it was difficult because I had to run the 4x8 and then the mile, which is, they're pretty close together. Mm-hmm. But we had talked prior to the section meet, and it just sounded like it would be worth it because we had a chance to podium. And so we ran it at sections, and we qualified for the state meet, and it was the first time I'd ever gone with the relay team, so it was pretty fun. And then we get to state, and we're not in the fast heat, which is usually the heat that places podium. And so we had to run in the slow heat, but our girls ran so hard, and we ended up getting sixth place, which was awesome. We got second in the slow heat by barely at all, by like a lean, and we ended up podium. So
wow.
It was pretty great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Who are some of those girls on that 4x8?
I believe it was Ann Kennedy, and then Jordan Starrud, I believe, and then Sadie Thompson.
Okay.
I think that was our team.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. All four of you ran college, didn't you?
Yeah, we all four ran at college, so pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
4x8 team. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's transition into college. Why did you pick NDSU, Alaysia?
I picked it personally just because of the coaching staff. They had a coach here named Ryan Godfrey. He had transformed a lot of runners into national runners, ranked runners. So that's why I originally was going to come here. And then right before I signed, I heard that he had signed with K-State. He was transferring schools to coach. And so I went on my visit, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna count them out yet. Like, maybe I should meet the rest of the staff. And I met Andrew Carlson, who actually knows Nikki Swenson and Carrie Carlson, because he ran for the U of M. He was a super good runner for them.
Okay.
And then ran for Team USA from Minnesota. And I met him, and he was so great, and we just, like, really connected. He was super good with my family and super funny and easy to talk to, and I met some of the girls, and, yeah, I just kind of knew following my visit that was where I had wanted to go.
Right. Plus Sherb went there, right?
Yep, and Sherb went there. So that he did a good job not trying to pressure me to go to NDSU, which was good, but... I think he was pretty happy when I decided to go there.
Yeah. Well, Kaiser just told me Sherb was a four-time All-American when he ran for NDSU.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy? You didn't know that? Yeah.
No.
Yep.
That's
Sherb's not one to brag. That's probably why.
Well, we'll do it for him, right?
Yeah, we sure will.
So now you do both track and cross country at NDSU, and your career was just completed, sadly. We can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely was a shock. We were supposed to go to Arizona State for our spring break trip for a meet. And that's when it all kind of started happening. The virus was shutting stuff down, and we had some of my teammates were at Indoor Nationals in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They had just got there, and they were supposed to compete the next day. And that was the day they announced that the NCAA was canceling everything. And it was just a shock. We were at the track, we just got done with the workout, and they released the statement, and it was just shocking just the moment where you realize the rest of your running career is over is definitely an odd one.
Yeah. Very emotional, I would guess, huh?
Yeah, very emotional, and it definitely took some time, and now I've accepted it and come to terms with it. But, yeah, right away it was very difficult. I knew it was going to be hard to be done with my career when May came, but I was not expecting it to be done in March. So.
Right. Yeah, sad.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It was sad.
Yep. Well, talk about your career at NDSU. I know you guys won some Summit Conference championships and stuff. And how did you do individually, and what did you do running cross country and track? Or what did you do in track? Sorry.
Yeah, so cross country, we run the 6K, and I had some pretty good success towards the end of my career, my last couple of years. Made the conference team and then the regional team. And this was our first year in my 5 years here that we won the conference for cross country for the Summit League. We kept getting second every year to South Dakota. And then this year, we got to host for the first time since I've been here. And we won for the first time in 6 years.
Oh, so. Awesome.
Yeah, so that was pretty exciting.
Where was that held at, that meet then?
That was in Fargo.
Okay.
We got to host as a home meet at at Rose Creek Golf Course.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a chilly one, but it was a great meet. So that's probably my most memorable cross-country memory was this year, and then going down to Oklahoma for the regional meet was really fun too because we had a good finish there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then track I ran the mile indoor, and then outdoor is the 1500, and then steeplechase. And I would say my best event for track would be the steeplechase just because that's what I had the most success in, and I really enjoyed running it. So that's also why not having outdoor was kind of tough this year, just because I finally was going to get to do my favorite event, and we didn't get to have it.
Wow.
But yeah.
Now, talk about the steeplechase. You don't have that in high school. What the
I know. I wish
How did you get involved in that?
Well, I was running a 1500, but for outdoor, you either run the 1500, and then there's nothing in between that and the 5K. So I wasn't fast enough for the 800 collegiately. And then the 1500 I was doing okay in, but wasn't having a ton of success. But then there's not a 2 mile. It's either the 5K or the steeplechase, which is 2 miles essentially over hurdles. And so my coach just wanted me to try it because he felt like I would do decent at the distance, but not so sure on the hurdles.
Don't you jump? Don't you jump some water too?
Yeah, yeah. One of the barriers is a water barrier, so you jump on top of it and then you jump into the water and jump out. But it's very interesting event and exciting to watch.
Yeah,
a lot
I bet.
Of people like to watch it. Yeah, but yeah, I fell in love with the steeplechase. I definitely took my mind off of running, so something else to focus on, and I ended up having a lot of success with it. So it was definitely an event I wish I had tried my freshman year and had existed in high school. Would have been fun.
Okay, good. Well, good. Yeah. So your career is done at NDSU. You're a senior, right?
As
I mentioned, I know your family followed you and went to a lot of meets. You had some teammates come and watch you, too, during your career?
Yeah.
What that mean to you?
Super good. It was so great just, running and being able to hear familiar voices. Sherb definitely is one to surprise us. He had come to meets, and I would be running, and I didn't know he was going to be there, and I would hear him as I was running, and I was like, oh my gosh, Sherb is here. They did really good. He brought up a lot of our just random teammates would come up with him sometimes. I know some boys came to watch Kaiser this year. Kelly Qual did a good job. She would come to some of our meets at our home. And it was just nice having the hometown crowd sometimes that you're used to in high school and that you previous teammates you ran with. And then we also ran when we were at SDSU. Northwestern was there, or is it Northern State? That's where Jordan Stairrude runs. And her family came too. And so we got to see all of them. So that was pretty fun running against her and seeing her family.
Good.
In different uniforms.
What was it like having Kaiser, your brother, on the team?
Oh, I'm so thankful that he decided to go to NDSU. I was a little nervous when he was college searching that he would like somewhere else better. And I didn't want him to feel pressured to be a Bison, but I think I definitely
yep.
wanted to persuade him. But yeah, it was definitely wouldn't have been the same without him. And I think he is a large reason for my success in my college career, just because when he got here, that's when I finally started to really regain my passion for running and
right.
start to succeed again and compete at a higher level. So
good.
Very glad he chose NDSU.
Good. Talk about academics. Yeah. You're going to graduate. When does that happen? And what are you pursuing as a career?
Yeah. So our graduation ceremony was supposed to be, I believe, like May 17th or so, but now we're not having it because of the virus. But I'll be graduating with my bachelor's in both exercise science and then psychology. And then I'm pursuing a career as a physician assistant. So I still will have 2 more years of school following this year.
Oh, okay.
If I get into a program. Yeah.
Yeah. And where does that take you then?
So we'll see. I'm going to apply to a few schools in the cities, and then some schools just kind of random, one in North Dakota, a couple in Colorado, a couple in Iowa. So wherever I get in.
Good. Good for you, Alaysia. Happy for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I remember you helped me broadcast a game or two in section basketball. You remember that a few years ago?
Yes, that was so much fun. I don't know how good of a job I did, but
you made your radio
it was
debut.
Fun experience. Yeah,
you did a great job. So you like basketball? You're a good high school basketball player too.
Yeah, I love basketball. I definitely miss it a lot. I would play it in the wellness center here at NDSU sometimes. Just for fun, but definitely a sport I miss a lot.
All right. All right, Alaysia, thanks a lot for taking the time and visiting with us this morning. I appreciate it, and best of luck in the future.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Yep. That's Alaysia Freetley, a 2015 La Caprile Valley graduate. We'll take a commercial break, come back with more of the Coaches Show right after this.